Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Amazon drivers and Amazon workers as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 613 IBEW workers out there. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local funeral home workers and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Man, oh man, oh man, y'all. Was it a crazy weekend or what? What was it? Saturday night? Going into Sunday, really it was Sunday, but Luka Doncic, Anthony Davis getting traded for each other in the middle of the night, out of nowhere, out of the sky, out of thin air. This trade developed over some days. Nobody knew about it. They kept it hush-hush, and then boom, out of nowhere. Shams drops a Shams bomb. We gotta give him credit for that one. You know, Woj, before he decided to take on different endeavors, Adrian Wojnarowski, he used to have Woj bombs. I mean, talk about a Shams bomb of all time, Shams bombs. He drops out of nowhere in the middle of the night. I mean, again, it is literally the wee beginning hours of Sunday. It had to be like 12:50, I think. Something around there. I think it was like 12:50. I'm actually on the phone with Simone because she was driving back from Tallahassee. She had a game she was doing in Tallahassee. She did a FAMU game. I think she did their men's and women's basketball game. She was doing sideline report. But anywho, she was on the way back, so I was on the phone with her, making sure she got back safe. And we're just talking. And then out of nowhere, she says, Luka Doncic just got traded. And I said, stop lying. She said, no, Shams just tweeted it out. I go and check Shams' Twitter. There it is. Anthony Davis, Luka Doncic, traded for each other in a three-team deal. I was like, man, how Shams get hacked? Who got Shams? Who tapped into this man's phone and just put out some nonsense like this? Because ain't no way, right? Ain't no way, right? Then we get a follow-up tweet. Yes, this is real. And he put out the full trade details. I said, okay. All right. Maybe it's real. Maybe. But whoever hacks Shams could just put that out there and just, you know, they could really just be playing with us. They could really just be trying to double down and trying to really make it seem like this is real. Then Chris B. Haynes came out and said, no, Shams didn't get hacked. This is real. And I said, what in the world? What in the world is going on? Luka Doncic, Anthony Davis getting traded for each other out of nowhere? No buildup, no hype, no nothing. Just boom, there it is. In the middle of the night? Man, one of the craziest weekends in sports. I mean, this is going to be one of those moments where you were like, where were you? Or I remember where I was when Luka Doncic got traded for Anthony Davis. And most of y'all will say, I was in the bed. Some of y'all will say, I was actually sleeping and I didn't see it until the next morning. And man, I know for y'all out there that were sleeping and then woke up to the news, y'all were like, am I dreaming? Am I still sleeping? Because, man, I tell you, I did not believe it. And it didn't really sink in until I saw multiple people tweet it out. And then I saw Shams hop on a video and do it. And I know, man, I know that was really cool for Shams to break a story like that. But still, when he had to get up, and I'm not sure what he was doing. I know he was already prepared to do it, but still, you think Shams might have been comfy in his house tweeting out the news, and then he was like, man, putting this out, I'm going to have to get on camera because a lot of people aren't going to believe me until I get on camera. And so he did. He did a hit with SportsCenter that night, and man, that is just absolutely crazy. So, again, it's going to be one of those things where you just remember where you were when it happened and remember how this story absolutely took over social media. I mean, Sexy Red was even tweeting about it. She said, where's Luka going? And we was like, Sexy Red, are you even a sports fan? But everybody, man, NFL players, Patrick Mahomes tweeted about it. Other NBA players, their reactions of what, Kevin Durant when he was on the bench at the game and he found out the news and he was just absolutely shocked, utterly flabbergasted. I mean, this just was one of those moments, one of those all-time sports moments where it's like, man, oh man, I cannot believe this is happening. So let's talk about the actual trade. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of what this trade means for both teams. Let's start with Dallas. For Dallas, I like the trade for right now. And the Mavs GM, Nico Harrison, he talked about it as well. And he was talking about how he feel like defense wins championships. And he feels like they're set up to win right now in the future. Now, the future, I don't really know about the future. They have some nice pieces for the future, but your core is now an older core. Kyrie Irving, back half of his prime. Anthony Davis, you could maybe say in the middle of his prime, but towards the back half of his prime as well. Now, you do have Derek Lively. He's still trying to come back from injury. And Anthony Davis himself is still coming back from injury. I think Kyrie Irving is out right now too. So the Mavs are still very injured, but once they get healthy, they're definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with. You have PJ Washington. I mean, Jaden Ivey is a nice guard too, but still. You went from having a nice young nucleus of PJ Washington, Luka Doncic, and Derek Lively to now you're missing the main piece of that main core in a franchise player in Luka Doncic. So, again, I like the move for now for the Mavs and maybe the next 2 to 3 years, but you got rid of a all-time player. You got rid of a franchise player for the next decade. Now, I do understand where they're coming from, though. I can't even lie. Like, I don't understand where they're coming from. They had real concerns about Luka Doncic and his weight, his conditioning. What there are reports out there that he got up to 270, which I know Luka Doncic is tall. So a lot of that weight is spread out. But we can't lie. We all know Luka Doncic be looking doughy. We all know he be looking a little thick. And now the video of Michael Finley, the Mavericks, VP, taking the beer away from Luka Doncic when he was celebrating with his dad, I think it was, after they punched their ticket to the NBA Finals last year. That's resurfacing, and everybody's saying that was the moment. Well, in the NBA Finals, some tape is resurfacing of that series as well, too. And Luka Doncic, he was playing a lot of Matador defense. It was not easy it was pretty easy to get by Luka Doncic then. So I get it. There were questions about him defensively. There have always been questions about him defensively, but especially now, again, he's gotten a little thicker. And he always seems like he's got to work his way into condition and work his way into shape when he comes in from training camp and all those things instead of coming back being in shape. And I mean, we've seen pictures of Luka being skinny during the summer, but it always feels like that never sticks. That when the season starts, he kind of goes back to that same type of thicker, again, sorry, no shade, just truth, but doughy physique. So I understand the concerns for sure. I don't know. I've also seen the conspiracies about whether or not there's something deeper going on and if there is real beef, because what Nico Harrison told us straight from his mouth is that Luka did not ask for a trade. He did not give any indication of not wanting to re-sign with the Mavericks, not wanting to re-sign his Supermax. And why would he not want to re-sign? The only place he could have got a Supermax was Dallas. And so maybe if he got a Supermax and wanted out after that, maybe there was rumors of that. And instead of the Mavericks being like, we're not about to give you no Supermax and then just trade you. We're just not going to give you the Supermax, period. We're just going to trade you now. Maybe that was the case. I don't know. From their perspective and from their side of the story, it doesn't seem like it. It just seemed like that they were the aggressor in moving on and trading Luka Doncic. All the reports indicate that the Mavs were the one that reached out to the Lakers about getting Anthony Davis because that's who they really wanted. And when AD is healthy and AD is right, I would want Anthony Davis on my team too. Pair him up with Kyrie Irving, PJ Washington, Klay Thompson. You've got some good pieces in Dallas. Again, older pieces, but you got some good pieces. And then for LA, and we'll talk about this more because there is an Hawks angle to this that I want to get into next segment. But on the Lakers side of it, well, Luka Doncic is right. He is a top player in the game right now. I mean, he's looking like he could be one of the all-time greats. But are the Lakers worried about what the Mavericks are worried about as far as, is his career going to be cut short because of his weight, because of his physique, and things of that nature? So these are all questions that they have to think about. But as far as right now for the Lakers, Luka and LeBron, you got to like that. You got to like that. Jared Vanderbilt is coming back or may already be back. You got some pieces out there in LA. So for right now, I think both of these teams are definitely contenders. I think the Mavericks are definitely more of a complete team than the Lakers are. Oh, Austin Reeves on the Lakers too. I can't forget about AR. He's nice. So you got some pieces out there in LA. You got a good squad out there in Dallas. We'll see how this shakes out for both teams in the now. But for the future, this is definitely a win for LA. for right now, again, if Kyrie and AD and Klay, Derek Lively get back, this is a win for the Mavs. This is more of a win for the Mavs now and more of a win for the Lakers in the future. That's how I view it. So we will find out. But when we come back, there is a Hawks angle to this Luka Doncic-Anthony Davis trade. And I'll tell you what it is next. This may have opened some things up for our Atlanta Hawks. We'll talk about it on the other side. 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are already at work or on their way to work, all my people that are already at the gym or on their way to the gym. I appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to this show or any of the great shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wherever you are, at home, on the go, doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter what time you want to listen to these shows as well. Because guess what? If you're not usually an early riser, but you're digging the show, you can listen to my show not just at 5 a.m., but you can listen at 5 p.m. You can listen at 10 a.m. once you get settled in at work, or 7 p.m. once you get home from work. Guess what? You can listen to any of the great shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in their entirety with the free Odyssey app. All you have to do, download the free app, search 92.9 The Game once you get it, find my show, The Hometown Take, and then you can listen back to my show whenever you want. It's that simple. You can also go back and listen to any of the shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in their entirety. You can go back and listen to your favorite segments. You can go back and listen to interviews. You can do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. Okay, I told you there was a Hawks angle to this Anthony Davis, Luka Doncic trade. Well, the Hawks, we know they are potentially looking to maybe make some moves, maybe bring in some reinforcements here when it comes to the NBA trade deadline, because the Hawks are struggling. They lost their eighth straight game Saturday against the Indiana Pacers. 132-127, the final score. Hawks, they did their best. They tried, but a couple of late threes by Pascal Siakam put them away, and it looked like really the Pacers were going to run away with the game at first. Just to give you a quick recap of Saturday, looked like they were going to run away with the game at first, but they made, I think, seven threes in the first quarter. They only made five threes the rest of the game, but they came out guns a-blazing. Like I said, seven threes in the first quarter, like they were going to run away with it, but the Hawks battled back, ended up taking a lead midway through the third quarter. Had a nice fight, and then it was kind of a back-and-forth bout between the Hawks and the Pacers through the rest of the third and through the fourth quarter. But then, again, some late big shots by Pascal Siakam, Aaron Nesmith as well, and that propelled the Pacers to a win over the Hawks. And, again, the Hawks had a nice showing. Trae Young had a nice game, but just could not get it done. And again, you can just tell they're missing that third guy. They're missing that extra guy. They're missing Jalen Johnson right now. And I mean, there's just no way to replace that guy. And it's just been a tough go without him. I mean, the starters were good. Starters all got in double figures. Even Dean Barlow had 10 points for you. Zachary Sechet was solid, 17 points, 3 of 5 from 3, 6 of 11 from the field. And Onyeka had 12 points, 6 of 7. From the field, 11 rebounds. Trae Young had 34. Dyson had 23. Garrison Matthews even gave you 14 points off the bench, hit three threes, but you just didn't have enough. That's really all it was on Saturday. You shot 50% from the field. You shot 37% from three. That's what you wanted to do. So it was just a rough go of it for the Hawks, and you can tell that Jalen Johnson, they just are missing Jalen Johnson. Now, that was really the story of Saturday night. You figure if they have Jalen Johnson, they probably win that game. I would say 9 times out of 10, if they have Jalen Johnson in a game like Saturday, they win that game. So it was what it was. But let's talk about how this Anthony Davis and Luka Doncic trade could affect the Hawks and how it could maybe bring the Hawks in on some of these trade deadline deals. So the Lakers obviously got rid of Anthony Davis, their big man. They don't need another big man as far as scoring goes. They brought Luka Doncic in, and he'll bring plenty of scoring. However, they do need a defensive presence now, down low. They do have Jaxson Hayes, and Jaxson Hayes maybe could look to be that, but if I had to guess, I think they would probably like to keep bringing Jaxson Hayes off the bench, if possible, and get another big man, or even if they wanted to get a big man to bring off the bench. Even if they want Jaxson Hayes to start and bring a guy off the bench, they could do that too. Well, guess what? We just so happen to have a big man we wouldn't mind getting rid of. Talking about Clint Capela. And guess what? He can start or he can come off the bench. He's obviously coming off the bench right now for Onyeka Okongwu, but maybe as a veteran, still a shot blocker, still a guy who can give you a double-double every night with starters' minutes, maybe that's a guy the Lakers are interested in. So maybe this Luka Doncic-Anthony Davis trade opens up a trade where the Lakers maybe want to go after Clint Capela. The Lakers wouldn't have to give up too much. I mean, depending on what direction the Lakers want to, or depending on what direction the Hawks want to go, maybe they end up wanting to get draft picks instead of get a player. I mean, again, we do have to start. It really just depends on what the mindset of the Hawks is. This week will tell us a lot. The trade deadline, by the way, is this Thursday. It's February 6th. Is that Thursday? I believe that's Thursday. Yeah, it's Thursday. Trade deadline is February 6th, this Thursday, and we'll find out just what the mindset of the Hawks is. Are they throwing in the towel for this season? I don't know if they are. I mean, they're still in ninth. They're up a game and a half on the Bulls for 10th in the East, but you got to get a win at some point. The Hawks will be back in action tonight, by the way, against the Detroit Pistons. You can obviously, as always, hear that game right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks, with pregame starting at 6:30, tip-off shortly after 7 o'clock with Steve Holman on the call. But are the Hawks going to look to add some pieces and try to right the ship and try to make a run at the postseason? Try to maybe find their way out of the play-in? Now, you're going to have to do a lot of work now the way the Hawks have set themselves up. And because in the standings now, you are just getting further and further away from the six seed spot. You're still only 3 games behind the Heat for sixth place. Heat are at 24-23. You're at 22-27. So you're still there, and you could still make up that ground. 3 games is not a lot. But again, we are getting closer to the end of the regular season. Just a few months left. A couple months left, really. So the main question is, when it comes to if the Hawks make a move, are you making a move to get draft picks and get some of that draft capital back that you were missing after the DeJounte Murray trade? Or are you making a move to bring in a player or players that are going to help you right the ship, turn this thing around, and maybe make a run in the postseason? I have seen some reports There have been some rumors about the Hawks being in on the Brandon Ingram sweepstakes. Now, I also saw a report where Brandon Ingram has a couple of maybe desired destinations that aren't the Atlanta Hawks, as far as I've seen. So we'll see what transpires and happens there. And by the way, just a quick sidebar. DeJounte Murray, oof, that's tough for him, man. Tore his Achilles, obviously had the injury at the very beginning of the season. He was playing well, too. He was playing really well right before this Achilles injury, but the other night tore his Achilles, and obviously he is done for the year. So, look, I have no ill will towards DeJounte. Didn't work out here. You know, we all had our questions about it, but he played well. He played hard here. He tried to make it work. I truly feel like he tried to make it work with Trae Young, and it just didn't. So, no ill will towards DeJounte. You never want to see anybody get hurt, especially an injury like that that could be career-changing. So, best of luck and prayers out to DeJounte Murray. Hopefully he gets well soon and can get back on the court sooner rather than later. But obviously his year is done with the Achilles injury. He tore his Achilles. So that is tough there. But getting back to it again, whether the Hawks make a move to try and get better for this season or try and build towards the future, they can still make a move. Because I guarantee you, the Lakers will give you some sort of pick for Clint Capella. Now, I don't know if it's going to be a second-round pick or a first-round pick. It's probably not a first-round pick. Maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know how much they value Clint Capella. I don't know what all they can get back. But you can get something for Clint Capella. Maybe you package Clint and Bogey together, and you get a couple of picks and a player. But you can get something, I think. Because I feel like the Lakers, with Bogey, I feel like they would take Bogey shooting. They definitely need Clint's presence down low. I feel like they would take that. So we'll see. But I feel like this could open up a few things for the Hawks as far as this Luka AD trade goes. And this, I mean, this could shake up what other teams want to do as well. Some teams that definitely feel like contenders that feel like, okay, the Lakers and Mavs made a move. We got to make a move. So this could definitely shake up how this week goes as far as the NBA trade deadline. We already saw another move made, too, in the West after this Luka AD trade. Just to bring this up with a little bit of time left, and we'll talk about it, too, on the little bit on their side as well. Spurs getting their guy. De'Aaron Fox, he wanted to go to San Antonio. He got his wish, and he's in San Antonio. Zach LaVine with the Kings. And, oh, Kevin Huerter, our old friend, he's out in Chicago. So that was a huge trade as well. And we'll see how that shakes up the West too. So a couple of big trades happening over the weekend, but obviously none bigger than the Luka Doncic AD trade. And it could open some things up for the Hawks too. So don't be surprised if you see the Hawks maybe making a move with the Los Angeles Lakers before Thursday's deadline comes up. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will get into so a little bit of football because we got some NFL headlines, Senior Bowl over the weekend. Give you a couple of names that were some standouts. And one former NFL head coach turned college coordinator is back in the NFL. We'll tell you about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning. I appreciate you tuning in. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work, all my people already at the gym, on their way to the gym. Thank you for tuning in, tapping in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. A little Shaboozy bringing us back. Shout out Day-Day behind the glass holding it down. Did he win a Grammy last night? Do you know? I'm not sure if he did or not. I have to look it up. I didn't know if you knew off the top of your head.
Yeah, I was looking at the list this morning. I don't think he won, but he was nominated, I know for sure.
Probably best country song, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to Beyonce, by the way. Speaking of the Grammys. And yes, I am salty about Kendrick Lamar having his spotlight and everybody apparently. I didn't watch the video because it would have made me sick to my stomach. But everybody apparently when he won his award was dancing and rapping, you know, not like us or whatever. He didn't even have the best diss track in the whole beef. But I digress. Anywho, I'll let him have his moment. But shout out Beyonce, though, for winning Best Country Album. Beyonce just taking over all the genres. All of them. She said, I did my thing in R&B. I'm going to go over the country and let y'all know what's up. She done rapped on tracks before and killed other rappers on tracks. So shout out Beyonce. And she announced her Cowboy Carter tour as well. So,
and Shaboozy did get Song of the Year.
Oh, he did. He got Song of the Year. Wow. Okay. Good for Shaboozy. Song of the Year. I mean,
that is
a bop.
I lied. I set you up. It was Kendrick, not like us. My bad.
Wow, Dede. Wow, bro. Wow. I thought we was cool, Dede. I really thought we was cool. Dang, he said, and I fell for it, too. I fell for it hard because I purposely did not watch the Grammys because I knew it was going to be a whole bunch of Kendrick glazing going on. Oh, man.
I mean, it was in his city, dog. You had to know.
Man, anyway, I'm about to talk about football. I don't care about the Grammys no more, dog. I'm sick. Now I'm mad. Anywho, let's talk about the NFL, man. Pro Bowl games were yesterday. Speaking of something you didn't watch, I ain't watched those either. But look, it seems like the guys are out there having fun, and they are able to kind of show off other ways of their athleticism. And they're just, you know what, I like – If the guys like the new Pro Bowl games, I like them too. And it's cool seeing them do other things, man. Show off their personality. I'm watching up top them doing tug of war. Was that Peyton that pushed Eli in the foam pit or vice versa? Them doing these other games. So I like it, man. I can't even hate on it. Now, am I going to watch it? No, but the guys like they're out there having fun just playing, you know, big kid games. I think it's cool. Guys don't, you know, they aren't there. They're still competing, but they're not in that much of a danger to get hurt or anything. Like, if they're actually playing an actual game, flag football is cool. Like, so I'm cool with it, man. I think they got something. Now, again, eventually if people, you know, stop watching it and it's not making money the way it should, you know, that is another conversation for another day. But as long as it's making enough money, getting enough ratings, it's fine. So I think what they got going now is cool, and it's all good. But the NFC won for a third straight year, 76-63 was the final score. So third straight win for the NFC under this current flag football format. But a bigger bowl game was happening over the weekend. The Senior Bowl was happening, and TCU tight end Jack Beck, he showed out, especially right after his brother's passing. So that was a cool story there as well, and there were, of course, a bunch of standouts. So hopefully some of the guys that, you know, we saw have a nice showing, maybe some of those guys will be Atlanta Falcons. We'll see. We'll end up seeing. But it was Senior Bowl happening over the weekend as well, too. And a couple of other big news, and we'll get into some Senior Bowl standouts here in just a second as well. Actually, we'll go ahead and get to some Senior Bowl standouts now while we're on the topic of it. Obviously told you Jack Beck, he won the MVP, and he looked good out there as well. And then we also saw some other guys looking good, and Jalen Milroe, as far as guys looking good, he was unfortunately not really one of those guys that didn't look good. Trevor Etienne, he looked good. He looked good. The Georgia back was solid. He was one of those guys that ended up looking pretty well out there. And a couple of other guys that made names for the Senior Bowl out there. Dan Jackson, another Georgia guy, looking good at safety. He looked very, very good during the Senior Bowl. Riley Leonard was another guy as well. He looked to be a little bit of a standout too. So a couple of Georgia guys in there making names for themselves. A couple of other guys doing things to help boost their draft stock. As I told you, Riley Leonard looked good. Landon Jackson, another guy who looked good. He's the number 8 edge right now, according to Bleacher Report, number 40 overall prospect in the draft. And this could maybe, you know, be a guy that the Falcons have on their radar out of Arkansas. Likely to be a second-round pick at the moment, but who knows if he continues to impress during the combine. Maybe he's a guy who could sneak into the first round, and maybe this is one of those guys that the Falcons end up trading back for. If they feel like he works his way into first-round talent, maybe they trade back, get an extra pick, and they can pick him up, and who knows. But Landon Jackson may be a guy to keep your eye out on as well. So a couple of standouts there. Riley Leonard, Trevor Etienne, Dan Jackson. And we'll see who ends up looking good at the combine. That's quickly approaching, but a couple of standouts there for you as far as the Senior Bowl goes. All right, let's move on to some NFL news because there were some hirings that happened over the weekend, one being Chip Kelly, the former NFL head coach, former Eagles coach, who was in the college ranks, was what, the head coach of UCLA, then left UCLA for Ohio State to be their OC. He is now leaving the college game overall. And he is leaving to be the Las Vegas Raiders offensive coordinator. So this move happened over the weekend and actually happened yesterday. And sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter and Pete Thamel on Sunday that the Raiders are hiring Chip Kelly to be the OC. So you got Pete Carroll, you got Chip Kelly, a couple of head coaches, experienced head coaches. Kelly, going back to him, spent 7 years, the past 7 years, in the college ranks, including, obviously, like I told you, the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach for the national champion Ohio State Buckeyes. And then, like I told you as well, Kelly was the head coach at UCLA for 6 seasons. He went 35-34. He last coached in the NFL in 2016 when he was the 49ers head coach for 1 season when the Niners went 2-14. And then he was the coach of the Eagles from 2013 to 2015, went 26-21 with the 1 playoff appearance. He had the one really good year with Michael Vick and DeSean Jackson and that team. But obviously this is some solid offensive, is going to be some solid offensive help, and we'll see what he has learned from his last time in the NFL. I don't think you have to worry about him running that same kind of run and gun, you know, high-powered offensive system that he was trying to run in the NFL last time. I don't think you have to worry about that. I think it'll be a little bit more traditional than it was last time he was in the NFL as far as with the Eagles go, maybe not so much with the 49ers. But still, it I think should probably work out for Kelly in Las Vegas, but they got to get, obviously, a quarterback, and we'll see how the hiring of Chip Kelly maybe influences what the Raiders want to do with their draft pick. Will it be, if Shedeur Sanders is there, will it be Shedeur Sanders? We'll see. But interesting hire there. Pete Carroll getting old Chip Kelly from Ohio State. A couple other of hirings happening as well. Eric Bieniemy, the former NFL coach, never a head coach, but offensive coordinator, for the Chiefs. He is coming back to the NFL after spending some time in the college ranks as well. He is coming back to the NFL as the Chicago Bears running back coach. So this happened over the weekend as well. Longtime NFL assistant for the Chiefs is being hired by the Bears to be their running backs coach. This news came through on Saturday. Bieniemy spent the 2024 season as the assistant head coach and the offensive coordinator for UCLA. So some Chip Kelly ties there as well, because I think him and Chip Kelly were there at the same time as well, too. It was his second stint with the Bruins and second college football program where he served on a staff. He was on Colorado staff from 2001 to 2002 and 2011 to 2012. And Bieniemy, if you remember, his most recent NFL job was actually the assistant head coach and offensive coordinator for the Commanders back in 2023. We all know what he did with the Chiefs, won two Super Bowls, spent 2013 to 2022 in Kansas City. And he obviously was there with Ryan Poles as well when Ryan Poles, the Bears GM, was back in Kansas City. Bieniemy has experience as a running backs coach, was the running backs coach for the Minnesota Vikings back in 2006 to 2010. So he's got experience in that department. So this should be interesting. You got a lot of offensive minds up there in Chicago now. Ben Johnson, we know what he's all about. He's now the head coach. And now you got Eric Bieniemy, who we thought to be a pretty good play caller as well, too. So, or a pretty good offensive mind. So you put those two offensive minds together. Look, Ben Johnson is going to be the one calling the plays, but putting the minds together of Ben Johnson and Eric Bieniemy to me is not a bad idea with a guy like Caleb Williams. And you're going to have, obviously, weapons like DeAndre Swift and Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen. So to me, this is a pretty, I think this is a pretty good hire. And I don't see why not. He's been a running backs coach before, knows what to do there. Again, him and Ben Johnson will put their offensive minds together. They got Dennis Allen as a DC. I mean, they got some good coaches up there in Chicago. So Chicago, not messing around. They made all the coaching hires. They got the personnel. Now they just got to put it all together. I mean, when you talk about, again, Caleb Williams, talk about Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, they got pieces on defense still. So, I mean, the Bears, they got all the guys they wanted, it seemed like. So they just now at this point got to make it work, and we'll see if they end up making it work, and we'll see what they add in the draft as well. But Bears, I mean, they've got the coaching staff put together. They've got themselves a pretty good coaching staff. You talk about Ben Johnson as the head coach again. Dennis Allen is the DC. Eric Bieniemy on the offensive staff is the running backs coach. So I'm personally liking what I'm seeing. But again, you got to bring it all together. So those are some quick NFL headlines for you. Oh, one more quick thing as well, too. Russell Wilson says he's focused on the Steelers, not necessarily on the Raiders talk. So we'll see where he ends up if he ends up reuniting with Pete Carroll in Las Vegas or if he ends up sticking with the Steelers. He is obviously a free agent, so we'll see where he ends up choosing and which deal maybe ends up being better. And I do wonder if he picks, you know, money over maybe a certain situation. So we'll find out and see. All right. That is going to do it for me here on a Monday morning. I appreciate you tuning in. Up next, the morning shift. Mike Johnson out, but guess what? Mark Zeno is in, along with Tiffany Blackman and Bo Morgan. Mark Zeno will be with the morning shift crew today, and you'll find out what they got coming up next on a Monday edition of the morning shift. For me, I'll talk to you tomorrow, 5 a.m. sharp. And until then, peace.